The Senate today takes up the energy bill. The House approved its version in April. The legislation is packed with contentious provisions that could affect everything from the health of the U.S. economy to the global environment. For some, a key question is how lawmakers will vote on ceiling fans. Here's NPR's Kathleen Schalk to explain why.
To understand the controversy swirling around ceiling fans, it helps to know something about refrigerators and air conditioners, how they've changed over the past quarter century and why. This new refrigerator dispenses ice and water, and it runs on a third as much electricity as its predecessors. By next year, all new air conditioners will use 40% less energy as well. Andrew Dulaski of the Appliance Standards Awareness Project says the states deserve much of the credit for this.
Starting in the mid-1970s, leading states like California, New York, Florida started setting energy efficiency standards for a variety of products and equipment. And eventually that bubbled up to the national level, resulting in national standards that improve energy efficiency for about 2 dozen products in place today.
State standards bubble up into federal standards because the last thing manufacturers need is a hodgepodge of conflicting regulations. So they negotiate with people like Dulaski and Steve Nadell of the American Council for an Energy Efficient Economy.
What we get are significant energy savings, significant money savings to benefit consumers and all the nation. What the manufacturers get is a uniform national standard and a say in the exact details of the standard so that it's something that hopefully is advantageous to them or certainly not harmful to them. We negotiate it, but once we reach agreement, we can jointly support it, and that's something that Congress really appreciates when we can effectively serve it to them on a silver platter.
New energy efficiency standards for 15 products now in the Senate bill were drafted precisely this way. This brings us to ceiling fans, the kind with lights attached that twirl away in two-thirds of American homes. States began drafting energy efficiency standards for them, so manufacturers and retailers did what manufacturers and retailers do in these situations. They negotiated with conservation groups, and together they crafted a standard that would have cut ceiling fans' energy consumption in half. Then Home Depot, which sells half of the nation's ceiling fans, did something no business involved in such talks has ever done before. It walked away from the negotiations, drafted an energy standard more to its liking, and got it written into the House energy bill. Home Depot says the negotiation period it agreed to had expired. More states were threatening to legislate, and the rule it came up with is fine. It requires separate switches for lights and fans, and controls that can rotate fan blades in both directions. Ken Knutson, Home Depot's vice president for government relations, says this helps conserve energy. The lights, which soak up the most energy, can stay off, and
the fans can push air down and push air up to cool in the summer and heat in the winter, which is a real benefit.
Energy conservation advocate Steve Nadell says there's one hitch.
Virtually all ceiling fans now being sold have these features.
And as his ally Andrew Dulaski points out, federal law trumps state law.
So you have the effect of having a federal requirement that fully preempts whatever the states might want to do, but yet saves no energy.
Home Depot's Ken Knutson says the more stringent standard would have made the light bulbs and hence the fans more expensive.
We want to make sure that there's as much selection for ceiling fans and that the prices are as reasonable as possible, you know, both in Home Depot stores and in all kinds of other stores that sell lighting and ceiling fans.
Conservation groups say more efficient fans would cost $6 more but save consumers 10 times as much through lower electric bills. They fear that if Home Depot's strategy works, others will copy it, sidestepping pressure from states and environmental groups and appealing instead to an increasingly business-friendly Congress. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.